The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So this weekend we're celebrating Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. You know, moms have superpowers. I'm convinced of this, okay? And I'm sure you've all seen the same sort of thing. Especially, they have super hearing. Okay, so I'm sure you've seen something like this happen. The kid gets invited to a swimming party. So mom brings the kid. There's, I don't know, 20, 30 kids in the pool. And they're all splashing and screaming and yelling, all kinds of cacophony, lots of noise. And each little kid is going, "Mom, mom, 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 mom." You know, because they forgot their snorkel. They forgot their swim fins. They forgot this, that. But each individual mom pays no attention to it until their one kid says, "Mom," and then she's up like a flash. How she hears it over all that noise, I don't know, but she does. Now, the reverse is also true, but to a little bit of a different degree. The kids know mom's voice, too, and when it's time to go, mom stands there and calls their name. Of course, the kids don't listen until mom gets to the point where it means, "Get out of the pool now, or you're going to get it when we get home." But the kids recognize their mother's voice, just as the mom recognized the kids. It's because of a familiarity that they have with them. Their relationship between one and the other enables them to do that. We get to know people by being with them, by being together with them. Sometimes we get to know them better by talking to their friends, to their family, maybe their parents. Nowadays, I guess we can Google them and go read their Facebook page. But we come to know their voices by becoming familiar with them. And as people of faith, it is that kind of familiarity that we are called to with our Lord. We are called to become so familiar with Him that we can heed and hear His voice. Now, our gospel passage today, short as it is, much shorter than I'm going to talk today, I promise you. Our Lord is, we pick up from the tail end of his Good Shepherd speech, where he likens himself to the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. The reference he's making to about "my sheep hear my voice and know it," back in those days, the shepherds would all use a common pen. You'd have multiple different shepherds herding all the different flocks into the same pen. But each morning they would come down, and each shepherd had his own particular song that he would call to the sheep. It's a song that he would sing to them as he would guide them along, and they had gotten used to it. They would only respond to each one individually. That's the kind of intimacy and familiarity that our Lord is referring to. They are intimately familiar with the voice of the shepherd. But what about us today? We can say, well, you know, the disciples had it lucky. They had Jesus right there. They could listen to him. They could talk to him. They could hear what he was saying. They could get to know his thoughts. Well, we have multiple ways of getting to know the voice of our Lord. We have our own prayers. We have scriptures. And we have the church that he left for us. Remember last week, the campfire? Peter comes up. Jesus says to him, "Do you love me?" "Yeah, you know I love you, Lord." Three times he tells him, "Feed my lambs, tend my flock, tend my sheep." It's another point in Scripture where Jesus is indicating to us that the church is to be the shepherd in his place until he returns. They are the ones who will provide the direct link between us and him. They are the ones who are guiding the deposit of faith from our Lord into us. And so it is in the church that we learn to hear and heed God's voice. We learn about the scriptures. We learn how to pray. We learn how to go into that quiet room, as our Lord has said, to close the door and pray to get to know him. In our first reading, we see an example of the kind of effect that the messengers of God after Jesus left can have. When the Gentiles are so overwhelmed by the beauty and the truth of what Barnabas and Paul preach that they convert right away. And if you want to hear a story exactly like that, talk to anyone today who is a convert and listen to them tell the story. The common thread that will run between it is they are attracted by the truth and the beauty of the message of God's word delivered through Jesus and his church to them. Now, hearing the word of the Lord is not just using our ears. There's another connotation to the word hearing. And we get it also from our mothers on this Mother's Day. When mother says, "Listen to me," is she really just saying, "Hear with your ear"? No. It's, "You better do what I'm saying. Hear and follow. Hear and follow. Listen." That's the connotation that that has there. Our Lord has promised us that when we heed and listen to those that he has left in charge, when they teach in matters of faith and morals united together with him, they will be protected from error. And so we are truly hearing his voice in these teachings. And the reward for hearing and following the teachings of our Lord is demonstrated by the second reading we had today from Revelation, where we see the vast, uncountable multitude of those who did heed and follow the Lord's voice, even unto martyrdom. Their reward is their place in eternal life with their shepherd. So the implication for each of us is clear. We must strive to hear our Lord's voice. We have to try, as difficult as it can be sometimes, to look past the foibles, the personalities, and the faults of the people who lead our church and see to the message that lies beneath, to the truth and the beauty of God's word that outshines all others. And when we invariably have questions about some teaching of the faith, when we have those doubts, we can pray over it. We can meditate over it. We can talk to a counselor about it in the church until some point when we can assent with full faith. But you know, even in the first days when Jesus was right there, some of his teachings were too hard for them. What happened when Jesus said, "You have to eat my body. You have to drink my blood"? Poof. People ran off. They couldn't take it. It's too hard. But look what happened to those who stayed. They said, "Lord, where will we go? You have the words of eternal life." They saw the deeper truth, the deeper beauty behind it. And they, like us, then participate in receiving the Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, in which we receive that intimate union with our Lord. So, as we honor our mothers today, let's also remember our spiritual mother, the church, which our good shepherd established, that we may continue to hear and obey the voice of our shepherd. God love you.